It's noon here in Ventnor City, New Jersey, and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and this is news that you can use from Car Edge for Wednesday, April 17th, with your host, me. I can only afford a blue T-shirt today, and my son, Zach, who actually can afford a white T-shirt and a chambray button-down shirt. You are setting a fashion trend for the day there, handsome.
Thank you, Dad. CarEdge.com, you can check it out. We did a photo shoot a couple years ago, and I was wearing a T-shirt with a shirt over it back then, too. But if we can help you out with anything car-related, CarEdge.com, that's the company that sponsors our show. And actually, yeah, we own it. We started it 4 years ago. But, Dad, the story we are going to kick things off with today, Honda and Ford and actually Tesla, too, all in the news for recalls and recall probes. We've got a NHTSA probe going into 3 million Honda vehicles right now. This comes on the heels of Honda earlier this year, Dad, having to do a very material recall about airbags. 750,000 Honda and Acura vehicles recalled over an airbag issue. We've got braking issues now that 3 million Hondas are being probed for. And you know those Ford Broncos, Sports, and Mavericks that were produced in 2022? Well, 456,000 of them are being recalled as well, because you can have a loss of drive power. We're going to talk about vehicle quality, recalls, and issues. We'll start with Honda, though, Dad. I was pretty shocked to see this. They've got an inquiry into those 3 million vehicles for brake issues.
NHTSA has gone to level two on the probe. You know, if you thought level one probe was bad, wait till you live through a level two probe, which ultimately could lead to some type of recall. So at this point, it's just an inquiry, a probe, a level two probe, a slightly higher probe than prior, where NHTSA's engineers are looking into the issue. They're gathering as much information as they can to determine what the cause may be and if the way to clear this problem up is through a recall, then they will get with Honda and have them issue a recall.
This would be big. A recall of 3 million vehicles would be non-trivial, to say the least. What's going on over at Ford is unfortunately not too surprising. So this is a recall, 456,565 Bronco, Sports, and Mavericks, because they can lose the drive power. And I think what I find fascinating about this, Dad, and we're going to dig into more of the numbers from NHTSA in just a second, these are 2021 to 2024 Bronco Sports and 2022 to 2023 Ford Mavericks. Is there a case to be made that newer vehicles, or vehicles especially produced during the pandemic years, are of lower and lesser quality? Or is this just a Ford problem? And I think the reason I'll say is it just a Ford problem is because when we go to the NHTSA data for total recalls by manufacturer this year, it's not even close. Ford Motor Company has had 2.7 million vehicles recalled already this year. Next closest that's not a recreational vehicle would be Chrysler with 1 million vehicles that have been recalled. So is this a Ford problem, or is this a vehicles produced during the pandemic problem?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was both, you know, looking at some of the model years involved. So far, this is the fourth year in a row that Ford is leading all manufacturers in recalls. And when we say leading all manufacturers in recalls, it's A, the number of recalls. As you saw on that chart, Ford has had 21 so far. We're only at April 17th. So Ford has had 21 recalls so far this year.
So what are they on pace for? They're on pace for 80?
Pretty damn 60. Close, you know, but you know, things could slow down. And it impacted how many? 2.7 million vehicles.
Yep.
So, and the three previous years, Ford again led all manufacturers in recall. So it would seem to indicate to me, and I don't know this to be fact, but it suggests to me that if for 3.5 years you've led all manufacturers in recalls by the number of recalls and the volume of cars that it impacts, that is an internal issue. Okay. That's like saying an NBA team that has the worst defense in the league. It's like saying, well, it just happened. No, you don't play defense. So it doesn't just happen that for 3.5 years, Ford leads all manufacturers in recalls. It happens because you don't place enough emphasis on quality control. And so, yes, part of it's COVID related during those years, but part of it's just history. And the history is that Ford has shown over the course of time that quality and quality control kind of takes a back seat over everything else.
Are you surprised by Honda?
Yes. And exactly what was the Honda probe about again? Was that was the vehicle's deaccelerating, I believe.
The braking issue. Braking. Yeah. Sudden vehicle deceleration.
Yes. And yeah, of course that's surprising. You know, Honda pretty much prides itself on not having a lot of issues. I mean, every manufacturer has had issues. But for it to impact potentially 3 million vehicles, well, that's more than a substantial number. There's a lot of people out there that could be driving a Honda today that suddenly it goes into emergency braking mode for no particular reason. There's been what I think 1,200 and some incidences, 50 injuries from accidents. It's a concern. Obviously, it's enough of a concern for NHTSA to take it to the next level in investigating what's going on. So, yeah, I'm a tad bit surprised, but
is this though pandemic related? Because the recall that happened in February, two months ago, 750,000 Honda vehicles were recalled. And it was 2020 and 2022 Acuras and Hondas. Honda Civics, Accord, CRVs, Fit, HRVs, Insight, Odyssey, Pilots, Passports, Ridgeline, as well as the Acura MBX, RDX, and TLX from 2020 to 2022. I mean, these are vehicles that were made during the pandemic, during the workers shortages, during the chip shortages, during all of that. So, like, is there a case to be made here that newer-ish vehicles have lesser quality or more known issues? Because that's 3.75 million Honda vehicles that are captured in a probe and in a recall over non-trivial stuff. Rapid deceleration and airbags not working?
I think a case could be made that a lot of these issues are related to production during the COVID times. And that's for all manufacturers. I mean, we've seen any number of comments in forums and elsewhere where people have said, the last vehicle I would ever buy is a vehicle that was built during the pandemic, because those vehicles seem to have more quality issues than vehicles that were built outside of that time frame. And part of that was the fact that you couldn't keep your entire workforce in place. Somebody that does a specific job every day on the assembly line suddenly misses 10 days or 2 weeks because they tested positive for COVID. The next person they bring in to fill in might not be quite as adept at doing that job as the person who's out sick. And that went on for months and months and months. I mean, they had great difficulty in filling their production facilities with able-bodied workers. And then you had chip shortages. And, God knows what shortcuts there might have been based on some of these chip shortages. So,
lot of the shortcuts, like no heated seats, but don't worry, come back and we'll install the chips for that in the future.
Maybe. and so yes, there is a valid case to be made that those vehicles built 2021, 2022, the latter part of 2020, those vehicles could very well be more susceptible to some quality control issues than vehicles built prior to that time or after that time.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's something for people to bear in mind when you're looking for a used car.
Absolutely.
Obviously, pre-purchase inspection. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Obviously, pre-purchase inspection. But let's jump to the chat here. Thank you, Big Sneed.
Thank you.
This might be a subject, but I just saw your recent upload. Question, what if the dealer doesn't want to give discount unless you use their in-house financing and you have pre-approval somewhere else? What do you do in that type of situation, Pops?
What I would do in that type of situation is I would make them make the in-house financing the same rate that I have from my credit union. I would make sure that there is no prepayment penalty with the loan that they are giving you. And if there is not, and in more than likely there would not be, but you need to double check. If there's no prepayment penalty and they don't even want to match the rate, sign up and, you know, 10 days later, 15 days later, once that loan's on the books at that lender, get a payoff and refinance through your credit union, because they'll still treat it as a brand new car. And you know, you've played the dealer's game and you've crushed the dealer, because they're now going to get a charge back from their lender.
Yeah, the dealer might say, or the finance manager might say, you have to hold on to the loan for at least 90 days. Double check your contract. That's probably BS. There are few contracts that have prepayment penalties, but yes, obviously double check and read.
Double check.
The comments around you need to hold it for 90 days, all that fun stuff, is simply to try and make sure that they don't get a charge back, because they obviously make money when they place the loan. Let's keep going to the chat here, Pops. And then we've got another story to turn our attention to from Brandon De Herrera. Thank you, Brandon. I feel like Honda flies under the radar in a lot of these videos. Are used Civics 2022 and newer able to be negotiated on yet? Used Hondas, used Toyotas are kind of the rarer bunch, but I think the prices are becoming softer. You do have some negotiability, even in Hondas and Toyotas.
Listen, there was not too long ago where we had a viewer who got a new Civic Sport
it was GBAT. GBAT's in the chat with us here today.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And saved $2,700 or something like that on a brand new one. Well, if the price of the brand new one is close enough to the price of the used one, then yeah, they're going to have to discount the used one to get you to buy it. I mean, wouldn't you rather pay a few bucks more to get a brand new one with the full warranty? Yeah, GBAT got $3,590 off on, I think it was a Civic Sport. And I remember on that day, I'm going, this is BS, cannot be done. He came up with all the paperwork, bless his heart. He straightened my sorry ass out, and he got himself one hell of a deal. So deals are out there for both new and used cars. You just have to work at it. And GBAT was a primary living example of that. And he's here with us most days. God bless him.
Yes. So Brandon, I would definitely be shooting your shot out there, and I would feel comfortable negotiating. We've got here from Aaron. Thank you, Aaron. I've been wanting to buy a 2017 to 2019 F-350 diesel for a while now. I actually sold my 2013 F-350 about a year ago for more than it was worth. Is the market for one-ton trucks going to come down soon? I actually know nothing about the heavy-duty truck market. Do you, Pops? Do you have any insights?
I know nothing about it as well, but I would suggest that it's such it's a much smaller segment of the truck market that a one-ton diesel, they're probably just not a lot of them out there in comparison to gas-powered vehicles, so that those prices will probably remain stubbornly high for the time being, would be my guess.
Because there's not enough.
But, you know, hopefully there's some people that are viewing this right now and could maybe give us a little greater insights in the comments.
Let's see, though. I'm kind of curious, Aaron. I'm going to go to the website and I'm going to go to the car search. What years are we talking about in this, Dad?
It was 2017 to 2019.
Okay. Give me a second here.
And you know what we need to do? And I don't know if we can, but we need to revisit that Mach-E GT from yesterday, because apparently I read the wrong VIN.
Oh, Okay, we can do that. Give me a second here. We're loading.
But I don't know how to find that from yesterday.
Okay, so it's probably not going to be that F-350. Let me see. F-350 Super Duty. There we go. And we're looking for the year was 2017.
To 2019 in a diesel.
In a diesel, okay. Okay, so just off the bat, we haven't even done... Well, do they come in different... What would that be? Yeah, here you go. There are all sorts of different options. We're looking at 2000 diesel 2017 to 2019 F-350 Super Duties. That's not a lot.
No, not in a country of 330 million people.
Let's look at this one. Let's actually just take a quick peek. They've had it for 68 days. Wow. Look at this price history.
Well,
it's sold as a new one at $48,503.
Well, there you have it. And then 5 years later, it's worth $1,400 more, according to them. Well, Godspeed, there's a truck I wouldn't buy. Yeah.
Yeah. Godspeed on that.
As Igor says, diesel trucks are bringing all the money at the auctions. So.
And Aaron's crying. But Aaron, at least you got us by your side, man. We're here every step of the way. Yes, we will look back at that Mustang if that community member is here to share it with us. Before we do that, I want to pull this up from Scott. I can tell you, I have a family member that works in quality control in the Dearborn plant that has told all of us, do not buy a Ford. By the recalls, you can see why. Ooh. Ooh.
That more than anything speaks volumes, okay? Because that's allegedly coming from somebody who works in the quality control department at Ford, telling his family members, whatever you do, don't buy one. That's sad, okay? That somebody that helps to handle that sees so many issues that he wouldn't want his own family members buying any of those vehicles. It just goes to show, at least in my opinion, that every time the higher ups at Ford bring up quality and how they're going to address it, it's just 100% pure corporate BS. Nothing more, nothing less. And that to me is it's kind of sad that they don't want to take it seriously. And yet, it really hasn't prevented them from selling any cars. No. They've had this quality issue for years. I mean, you know, what was it back in the 80s when they decided, or the late 80s or early 90s, when they decided that they were going to address the known quality issues that they had back then, and their new tagline became, at Ford, quality is job one. Okay. And that didn't quite pan out the way they wanted to where today's tagline is, at Ford, quality is job none. So we've had this issue for a long time.
Let's come here. What should we buy? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about some quality options, because we were harping on Honda earlier because they have this big probe. We were harping on them because that 750,000 vehicles recalled over airbags. So two seemingly kind of systemic failures over at Honda. Ford has had quality control issues for 5+ years now, probably even more than that, but 5+ years since we've been keeping track of it. We like Mazda. We like Subaru.
Typically, your Asian brands, Toyota, Subaru, Honda, typically, maybe not right at the moment, Mazda, and every one of these brands has had issues. It's just they've had fewer issues than many of your other domestic brands. So, maybe it's because I spent so much time dealing with the Asian brands, I was with Acura for 12 years, there's just a propensity there for me to think that they were better, but I do believe they're better. I believe the quality is better in those vehicles, and certainly the maintenance costs are less in those vehicles.
You got From Space here, one of our community champions, the mayor of the CarEdge.com community website, Civics, Corollas, Mazda CX-30, CX-5, Subaru Outbacks, Foresters, Crosstrekks. Yeah, great list of vehicles there. All right, want to keep going here. Want to help William out really quickly, Dad. He says, I've been looking at this Challenger since December. We got a VIN, so you'll read it out to me in just a second. Dealer hasn't been willing to make a deal. They did just drop the advertised price, but includes the first responder discount and other BS. Give me a second here, and I'm going to want to get that VIN from you, and let's see if we can help William out.
Absolutely, really, and I promised one of our viewers in the comments yesterday, he said that instead of using military phonetics, I should use automobile car phonetics. So I'm going to try that today. Are you ready?
I got the 2, the C, and the 3 in there. Go for it.
Oh, come on. Let me do the whole thing. 2, Chrysler. 3, Dodge. Chrysler, Dodge. Zephyr.
Wait. Dodge, Chrysler, Dodge. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Zephyr. Ford. Jaguar.
Ford? Wait, was that Ford or four?
Ford.
Ford or four?
Ford. F-O-R-D. Come on, man. Get with the program. Okay. Where was I? Did we get Jaguar?
No. We got caught up on Ford.
Okay. You got the F now? Get the F out of here. Did we get, now you're ready for the Jaguar?
There. Can you see it?
Yeah. Okay. Jaguar. 6, Plymouth. Hudson. 6-4. No, excuse me, 6-8. I'm sorry, 6-8. 4-4-8-6.
We screwed that up.
2-C-3-D-Z-F.
No, you missed the C. Nope. 2-C-3-D-Z-F. Oh, my goodness. There we go, folks. Whew. All right, let's help William out with this before we need to get help ourselves. Yeah. This is a 2023 Dodge Challenger Road and Track. Rear-wheel drive. We're suggesting a 2007
500. Just an RT, the Road and Track.
I think that's what RT stands for.
Oh, is that what it stands for?
I'm pretty sure that's what the R&T stand for.
Okay.
Keep me honest here, folks. I'm pretty sure. All right. So we've got a suggested discount of $2,575, 4.5% off. They've had it 152 days, 142 days supply. So this thing is aged, and there are a lot of them that are not selling. I'm going to want to take a peek at the dealer website.
So Bob, Boda Bob suggests that RT stands for real trash. that was a good one. Oh, Lord.
Okay, so here we go. And just so you all know, I can't copy and paste the VINs from the comments into the into our VIN search. It won't let me in the software we use. That's why we have to do it the way we just did, which was obviously painful. So they've got here, Dad, the $57,230 discount. So they're suggesting that they're giving $8,900 off. Let's go to the details. Yeah, here we go. So it looks like they're automatically applying a military discount. This retail bonus cash anyone can get. I'm imagining the same thing for this non-prime $500 here. So it looks like this is what, $1,027.50. So they're taking $3,750 off from manufacturer incentives, which would mean that the actual discount that they're offering is about $5,000.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to see what dealer fees there are and dealer installed accessories that are on the vehicle that they're going to break to you once you get there.
They have become much more aggressive on price on this vehicle recently. So let's take a quick peek. It was just, I mean, even a month ago in March, William, that they were asking $52,000, $54,000, all the way at $56,000 at the beginning of this year. So I think my dad's spot on. I would use the, where is it? The email templates. I would use the email templates, which are in the process of being updated right now. My dad finished updating the email templates. I would use the email templates to get an out the door quote from them. But if their discount is actually $5,000, that's a good deal. I would take that plus the manufacturer incentives.
Yes. There you go. Look at that.
Can't believe how much we struggle with that. All right, we're going to go to another story here in just a second. But before we do, from Matthew Hoskins. Matthew, good to see you. Ford is Little League Baseball next to Land Rover.
And you know, at one time they owned Land Rover.
Ford did?
Yes. Yes, Ford owned Jaguar and Land Rover at one time. Yes, that was, I forget what the... what it was, their premium brands, whatever it was, I forget. Yeah, at one time they did, and they sold obviously Jaguar and Land Rover to Tata.
I love this, by the way. Carl's saying, I can't believe you don't know how to cut and paste VIN numbers. Gang, just so you know, the way the software works here, I will literally share my screen so that everyone can see this. Oh, well, let me actually share. I got to share my whole window. Give me 1 second. Give me a second here, gang. All right, this is about to be Inception. Okay, when you click on... there it is, Inception. When you click on one of these, I can't copy it. You see that?
Yes.
Can't copy it. All right, so there's your Inception for the day. And that's why I can't copy and paste. So thank you for giving me a hard time. But I promise you, if I could copy and paste, I would.
And if I may, to add to the fact that Ford owned Jaguar, Land Rover, and Volvo at one time. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. So you can see how well that all worked out for them.
Dang, I know how to use a computer. I'm telling you. I cannot copy it. Not how it works for this in this interface. All right, Dad, hit us with an ad lib.
Really? You gotta be kidding me.
Huge price cuts coming to the electric full-size pickup truck world. GMC raises battery range. That's good. Lowers starting price, Dad.
Wow.
Yeah, GMC Sierra EV Denali Edition 1 had previously been listed at a $108,695 MSRP. But great news from General Motors. The vehicle will now actually start at $99,495. We are solving the affordability crisis one full-size EV pickup truck at a time.
At a time. That is just amazing because, you know, let's face it. If you can't afford that $99,495 Sierra EV Denali Edition 1, then you definitely can't afford the $108,000 one. I'm sure that $8,000, that $8,700 was really standing in the way of somebody saying, "Yeah, I'll take one."
Hey, it's good news. I pulled it up for this segment, but it is good news. Like they are cutting $9,000.
It's good news. You know, the fact that they probably need to cut another 20,000-30,000. Maybe there'll be a $60,000 Sierra EV some year. Who knows?
The other story for today, Dad. We talked about CEO compensation yesterday with Stellantis.
Yes.
Honestly, Carlos Tavares getting paid $39 million doesn't look half bad when you
pales in comparison. You know, Justice sent me a thing about this as well. And, you know, I saw this and it's like, geez, you know, you lay off 14,000 workers one day, and then the next day you have your board petition the stockholders and say, come on, let's reinstate his $56 billion compensation package. Because, you know, those 14,000 layoffs ought to be able to pay for that. It is mind-boggling as to how insensitive some businesses can be, how completely out of touch with the rest of humanity they can be. You know, I understand that Tesla has the highest market value of any automobile manufacturer in the world. I get that. And I get that, you know, Elon must put all this together and, you know, he deserves rewards for that. I get all that. But $56 billion over, I think that's over 10 years, $5.6 billion a year in compensation. Is that really necessary?
Throw necessary out. I mean, it's like the optics of it is just like terrible, man.
Well, yeah, the optics are terrible, but you know, listen, you hope Car Edge does really well someday. Okay. Are you expecting that your annual compensation at some point, if it becomes the most valued car buying website in the world, are you expecting your compensation to, I don't know, approach even $1 billion a year? I don't think so.
Dad, I mean, CEOs, they get contracts. You know, we're like the Willie Mays of commerce. You know, of course not, Dad. No, I think it's ridiculous. But I also, they really got to be kidding me to me here.
It's how tone deaf. After, yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's the day after 14,000 people are let go, which is a huge story. And indicative, we talked about it 2 days ago, I guess it was 2 days ago. Indicative of, you know, what's going on in the industry right now, the challenges that the entire auto industry is facing, and Tesla in particular. So I don't know. I just thought the fact that it happened in kind of rapid succession didn't sit great with me.
Yeah, well, because they don't think of the optics, and you're 100% correct. It is absolutely inconceivable. Invidious is what it is. It's invidious in nature. To do something like that is invidious. It's obnoxious is what it is. So, and I had promised one of our viewers yesterday in the comments, he said he was so pleased that I was able to use plethora during the show that he asked if I could fit in invidious. And so there, you know, I am trying to honor all requests today.
Send your requests in the comments in the chat, folks. And evidently my dad will honor it. Friendly reminder, we will honor you. Not my best segue. CarEdge.com. If we can help you out with anything, please go check it out. Again, the email templates that are 100% free. My dad rewrote them. I edited them this morning. We will be getting them up on the website soon. You can just Google search email templates, CarEdge, and it will pop up. The whole name of the game here, outside of the industry updates and all of that, is to help everyone get a better deal when they go and buy a car. And Zach, I'm begging you for shares of CarEdge before you take the company public. We all got a long ways to wait, Igor, but hopefully we can reward everyone that's a part of the community. You know, when we are at that point, fingers crossed we get there. From Barry here, thank you for the kind contribution, Barry. We appreciate it. And Dan, earlier in the show, always good to see you, Dan. Zach, it would be interesting for you to have an auto production worker, probably former or retired, on the show, giving some insight into the challenges post-COVID assembly. I love that idea.
Yes.
I know we've had David Chow from Automotive Press on in the past, and he has an interesting perspective because he works on that side of the business. But ideally, I can find someone. I'll have to think about it, Dan. I'll have to reach out to some people. But that is a great, great idea. That would be an awesome
conversation. And I got to do 99 cents worth of the super sticker. Yeah. Thank you, Flagship.
Let's get a diet update. Diet brands out there, by the way, you can sponsor this show. Okay. Email me, Zach, Zach at CarEdge.com. You want to sponsor the show? You're welcome to. We're talking diets.
Yeah, it could be FFG, former fat guy. the diet, you know, I've had my coffee today. I have some tuna fish and some egg salad. I'm just going to make a plate of a little bit of tuna and a little bit of egg salad, and maybe have a couple pieces of gefilte fish later today. So, whereas my dear friend Frank Quinn used to call it gefiltevish.
All right. And will you exercise? Will you exercise today?
Yeah. Yesterday I couldn't get out, but today I should be able to. So, yes.
Good. Yes. Excited for you. Barry had a question that he was trying to attach. Barry, thank you for the kind contribution. First time user, so I don't know how. Question was for the guys. Bought a 2024 Subaru Crosstrek for $31,995 out the door when the MSRP was $34,326. Did I do good?
No, you did great. Okay. And I don't know what state you're in, but there had to be some title and registration fees and some taxes. And typically, on average, that's about 10%. So if you were like 3,000 below MSRP, including fees, yeah, you did great. You should be
Colorado.
Barry, you should be very proud of yourself. And if I had the ability on the show, which I don't, but if I did, I would award you the Ray Shefska stamp of approval.
Yeah, we really do need to figure out how to bring that back on the show. And Space has a really good point, Barry. You can go to caredge.com/community, share your deal there and have it reviewed by the community and get input as well. Space, thanks for being here as always. So freaking love you, Mario. You are such a good human. You help so many people every day. Our entire team does, but Space, thanks for being here. Really appreciate it. We've got from Jack R. Thanks for keeping us on, guys. We're happy to stay. Should I buy a Buick Envista? What's your opinion on that car? How much should I pay for it? ST trim. I think you were talking about the Envista just the other day, weren't you?
Yes, the Envista is the Envista is helping to lead the way to Buick's growth. Sales are up at Buick considerably. The Envista is really a damn good looking little SUV. It is, I guess, the cousin to the Chevy Trax. I have seen one review, somebody that bought one in the top trim level. And the review he did was he absolutely loved it. Lumber Jeff would say no, because it's a three-cylinder. Three-cylinders don't scare me the same way they scare some people. If you maintain it and do what you're supposed to do, change your oil frequently, and don't try and beat it like it's a race car, I would think it would probably last. But it's a damn good-looking vehicle.
Our algorithm is suggesting you should be shooting for up to 8% off. Doesn't mean you have to get 8% off as a dealer discount, Jack, but shoot up to 8% is what we're saying on an Envista ST. We've got from Mind the Drift, more bananas for Ray.
Yes, I need to go to the store. I ran out of bananas yesterday. I need to go to the store and pick up more because I love my bananas.
I definitely want to make sure you keep getting that exercise because that is really the biggest piece of the puzzle, Dad. And I'm glad that you're taking the time to do that. We've got from Timothy Fleming. Let's help him out, Dad. It's another we can redeem ourselves.
Timothy Fleming Photography, ladies and gentlemen. So if you need a photographer, and you're in the area where Timothy Fleming is, and we have no idea where that would be, please look up Timothy Fleming Photography.
Give me a VIN.
Okay. One, I don't know what, I can't think of a car for V. One V, two, Ford, Rambler, two, Chrysler, Aveo, that was an A. Nine, Rambler, Chrysler, 508266. Man, I have been on the Wayback Machine with some of these brand names and stuff.
Yeah, you really have, man. 2021 Volkswagen, Atlas SEL Premium R-Line. They've had it for 67 days. Okay, interesting. It's got 12,000 miles on it.
That sounds like a used one, if you ask me.
It is a used one. Interesting. All right, so let's do a little digging.
How the hell do you get 12,000 miles on a
That's what I was just thinking too. 106 days on the market. Let's see the notes. They don't even say anything about the fact that it has 12,000 miles on it.
And it'd be hard for somebody to fat finger that.
No, and it was
it's certified, didn't it?
Yeah. Wow. Look how fat. They sold it. They sold it as a new car.
Yeah, for how much?
For $55,000.
Back when?
How the heck did someone put... sorry, let me move that. Sorry, you can see it hopefully now. They sold it for $55,000 back in November.
Okay, so in 3 months, 4 months, people put... Well, they've been advertising it as a used car. Go scroll down. the other direction. They've been advertising it as a used car since
March. So in three and a half months.
Yeah. Okay. Drug dealer must have been doing those trips from New York City to Miami Beach, ladies and gentlemen.
Does that show up on Carfax?
I don't know. It might. I mean, how the hell do you put 12,000 miles on that in 3 months? I mean, you know, Uber driver, DoorDash, drug dealer, drug runner. I mean, that's just an inordinate amount of miles in a three-month period of time.
Pre-purchase inspection. Even though it's a relatively new, definitely a pre-purchase inspection.
Yeah,
on that,
and even though,
and our
and
algorithm
even though
is saying shoot for,
yeah,
shoot for
and
some
even
off.
Though it's certified, yeah, get pre-purchase inspection. Wow.
David's saying we need some merchandise. I just want to show you, David, if you go to caredge.com.
Well, we don't have
and you go under resources. It's shop. So you can just go to shop.caredge.com. If it's taxable, it's negotiable merchandise, hats, knowledge is power. I think we have out the door price on here too. Where is it?
Somewhere.
Did I miss it? Yeah, somewhere there's out the door price.
But we do need license plate frames.
Out the door price. What's the buy rate? So go check it out, guys. Caredge.com/shop or shop.caredge.com. David's saying I'm having chopped liver on matzah today. I'll let you guys chat offline.
That does sound good.
Yeah, you guys do you. Thank you, David, for being here. From Clarence.
Yes.
Did you guys happen to catch the worst car brands of 2024? My guess is you won't be surprised by their picks, their choices. 2 minute video. Haven't seen it, Clarence, but I imagine Stellantis is up there for some
and,
of the worst
and,
ones.
And may I say, Consumer Reports did send out a news article on how to buy a car. And in that article, they have quoted me and Zach. They interviewed us for that article. So I'm very, very proud of that fact that, we're appearing in Consumer Reports.
Yes, thank you. Thank you to everyone who's a part of our community that has allowed us the opportunity to get noticed by organizations like Consumer Reports. So thank you. Okay.
Yes.
From Matthew Hoskin. While you were on your walks, practice the military alphabet. There you go. We're ending the show on that one. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you for spending some of your day with us. Pops, enjoy your walk.
Yes, sir.
Your tuna fish and your egg salad. And,
yes, sir.
I love you very much.
Yes, I feel very strongly about you as well. I love you and your sister and your partner and Dara's husband. I love you so much that I'm looking forward to going on vacation with you a week from Sunday.
Coming soon, man. We'll have the email templates updated in short order. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Pops, I will catch you later.
Absolutely. I think I have to pick up some matcha today. That sounded really good.